I love this thing that Obama has pointed up, this idea that they need a huge civilian national security force, at least as large and well-equipped as the armed forces and so forth and so on. That is exactly my point. That is precisely what we need. And the Constitution tells us where we're supposed to find that organization.
But this is a federal...
He has made my point, and I agree with him 100%. If we had that organization, we would solve a great deal of the problems in this country.
But he's creating a federal doppelganger of the militia that serves the central state.
That's right. But you see, he's admitted the principle. He's admitted the principle. Now we say, thank you very much, Barack. Let's go over here to this page on the Constitution, and we see how to implement this. In a sense, he's being hoisted with his own petard, because from a propagandistic point of view, it's going to be very difficult for him to say, well, I don't want this organization if you people control it. Then that wakes everybody up. Oh, you want the organization if you control it. We're going to have some kind of Hitler Youth here, or some kind of Red Guards, or Komsomol. That's what you want to set up. Aha. Now we go to the next level of public awareness of what we're really dealing with. It's no longer listening to Alex Jones say this. It's listening to Barack Obama tell us that he wants it this way. I think it's extraordinarily dangerous, the position he's put himself in from his point of view, because he's made my point. He's made the constitutional point. The situation has become so dire in this country that we have to go to essentially that last line of defense. And the Constitution tells us who's supposed to be in that last line of defense. It's us, not him.